K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
Leopold Sporty's player of the day, Lachie Taylor. Birchie.
Well, Lachie, just walking up to the van there, you turned to me and said, what a game. Must have been fantastic to be involved in such a, you know, hotly contested, close encounter. But for your club, such an important day too, and just to get across the line must be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, exactly right. Credit to St. Albans, who are unbelievably fiery and aggressive and just played a really good brand of footy. It was a bit of a nail biter, so it was a bit stressful. I don't really like them, but credit to us boys, especially with the day that we're having today for the 50-year anniversary of 1975. Yeah, that was just to go out there and try to do the jumper proud. So, yeah, pretty happy with it.
And I thought that particularly early when you guys got it in your hands, that run off halfback was really important early. They obviously have, you know, a couple of key targets up there, but when you got ball in hand, just that run off and hitting targets further up the ground was really impressive.
Yeah, we've got a lot of young puppies, so we don't really have the most marking tool, so it's kind of our way to play is just get it to the outside and use your legs. So, it was good to see, and we used it quite well. And yeah, good to go again.
Lachie, thanks for joining us on KRockFootball.live. Congratulations. What did it mean to play on this day? And I suspect Greg Wells presenting Finn O'Keefe with his jumper, and yeah. You know, Wellsy likes a chat. No doubt he probably took you a bit
great
through
man.
75.
Very, very funny man. He had some good stories. He showed us a ripping goal that he kicked that day. We all got upstairs before the game and had a handshake. So with the old fellas. But to win that and it's a beautiful Saturday, great game of footy, and that's all you want in GFL.
They came at you, but it was your older heads late that were able to control the contest. David Hanley, who it's fair to say probably is in the greatest shape of his career and probably not anywhere near 100% fit, but was able to bring himself up to the footy and get involved. And Ethan Little's last quarter was massive.
He absolutely rose to the occasion, Ethan Little. He was really spectacular, got in the right spots, took that mark in the middle of the ground, saved the day a couple of times. Chopper didn't really have much of a pre-season, got injured a bit, but when he's in the guts, he's just a great person to have telling you what to do and where to go, and has a big leadership role, and all the good players go to him, and it frees up a few other players to do their thing. So Chopper's unreal.
You got some groupies out here. You got some groupies out here on the side of the van. A little bit of Lachie Taylor groupie action going on out here.
Yeah, that's the partner.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lucky lad.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant to say lucky lady.
I was going to say, lucky you said what
it goes
you said,
both ways.
So that was good.
Oh, wow. No, I'm kidding.
This is good.
We were worried about where you're going to kick your goals from, and then because we sort of didn't have really the team list that was happening.
Oh, really?
Well, there was no Lachie Hornyblow in the first team we saw.
Wow, okay.
Lucky he played, because he kicked five.
Bit like the AFL at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. Laid outs and all that. But
Fred playing tricks.
He had a fitness test, I think, last night or this morning. And thank God he played. I'll say that. Thank God he played, because he kicked the bag and probably won us the game, I'd say.
Obviously, you found the transition coming back from West back to Western Australia, back to West.
Yeah.
How have you found the transition coming back over? Is it the footy's obviously a fair bit different?
Yeah, footy's very different, a bit more wet and contested and bigger bodies down here, but to play up there and have that experience and come down here and try to teach a few of the young puppies how to play and be smart with the ball. It's good to come back and be around all my mates, and I'm loving it. So hopefully have a good year.
Yeah, that's good. And it's good to see those kids actually play in these kind of games.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know, West hasn't played finals for a long time, but the atmosphere, as you said, the connection within football clubs with the old boys upstairs and then the game itself, that kind of hard, tight finish is finals like footy at times.
It was.
And it's only going to hold them in good stead going forward.
Yeah. There was a lot of heart to it. So, we really wanted to win. Said leave it out there in that last quarter. And I reckon a few blokes did. They'll be a bit sore tonight and for the week. But credit to St. Albans and, on to the next for us. So, pretty proud of the boys.
Would you like to wear that jumper again?
I would love to wear this jumper. I'd even love to wear the old Roosters jumper back, the blue and red and white.
Yep.
That would be clean to wear, but nah, I'm happy with the Giants. But these are very clean, and bloody hell, I hope I get it in the auction because I don't have that much money to do it, though.
That's why he's got the two jumpers. Yeah, so keeps one and options the other.
So that is an old vote attractor, isn't it? The old short sleeve over the long sleeve.
Yeah, it looks a bit shocking, but...
Nah. What's the number, the long sleeve underneath?
24.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, so old. Angus didn't want...
Nah, it's my old WA one.
Yeah. Oh, is that your South Freo?
Yeah. So it fits really well with this top. Ah. That's why I would love to do it every week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, the most important thing is, now, you've said you've got a partner, so you'll take her to the Leopold Sporties with the $100, probably.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, you better.
Yeah, how good's that?
That's good.
Yeah. Steak night Monday nights, $25 porterhouse, plus including your sides and all that.
Yeah, good's that. Straight to it.
Now, Monday night. Now, if you weren't going to take her and you're going to take a good bloke from the club, who would you take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed?
I think Lockie Hornibler after that performance, kicking five, getting the dub for us. So
he'd eat a little bit though, wouldn't he? He'd be careful. He looks like a good eater.
I wouldn't want him to take too much money from me.
Now, a reptile that you would not take, a pest from the club who you would never take to the Leopold Sporties, who would you never take?
I'd have to say Chopper. It would go straight to the pokies and we wouldn't have any more free feeds.
He's thrown Chopper under the bus. We love it. We love it.
Does he like the one-armed bandits, does he?
No,
gamble responsibly.
Yeah, always gamble responsibly. Lockie, great to... see you. Well done. Congratulations on your performance today. And next week, you've got to back it up and come and bring it against Newtown, who have suffered a big loss today and a young emerging team. Yeah, they've 60-odd points to, actually more, I think, best part of 70 points to St Mary's. So they're probably the teams that you're looking at. Anything
sort of cracker.
Bottom half of the ladder you want to take care of and then have a real crack at those that have obviously finished in the top half last year. Well done. Enjoy that $100 voucher. Thanks to Beautiful. Leopold Sporties. Birchie's going to hand that over to you and we look forward to seeing you during season 2025.
Thank you very much for having me, lads.
Lockie Taylor joining us on K-Rock Footy has produced a Leopold Sporties Player of the Day performance.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.